I hope I've got that sense of duty. I mean, it's she's a lot more practiced at it and has shown it a lot more resolutely and obviously than I have. But this is, as much as this is duty, this is an important point or an important sort of area for me to be involved in, is continuing on my training, my career, if you like, in the sort of aviation world. And for me, it's also a really important point to be grounded, and I feel doing a job like this really helps with sort of grounding the core of what I'm sort of trying to become. There's nothing to say I couldn't do it for the rest of my life. I might be able to. I can still balance the two. But obviously, there's, at some point, there's probably going to be a lot more pressure and responsibility from my other side of my life. At the moment, I'm juggling the two of them and a young family. And I'm enjoying it, and I like the challenge. The term full-time role is bandied around quite a lot, and no one actually really knows what that means. But I think I can still manage to do my commitments and my responsibilities as well as I can. The Queen is still very active and is still showing incredible leadership. My father is doing many, many engagements, as are the rest of the family. So there's a lot being done by the royal family around the country, and I hope to still, you know, be a part of that and do as much as I can, but equally do something that I think is incredibly important and that will, you know, prove me hopefully in good stead for the future. It's been obviously fantastic, and she's been a little joy of heaven, but at the same time it is a more responsibility looking after two little ones, especially when George is around. He's a little monkey, but it's fantastic having a lovely little family, and I'm so thrilled. And Catherine has been doing an amazing job as a mother, and I'm very proud of her.
Difficult to leave them every morning now?
No more difficult than everyone else has to do.
And you have a boy and a girl, it's a nice balance. Does that make the decision about perhaps having a third child more difficult?
We've only just had the second one. Well, you know what's going to happen in the future.